Calvin, I advise you to let me go, came Charles Wallace's voice from under Calvin. Calvin, his face screwed up with grim determination, did not relax his hold. The man with red eyes nodded, and three of the men moved in on Calvin. At least it took three of them, pried him loose, and held him as Meg was being held. "Mrs. Watsit!" Meg called despairingly. "Oh, Mrs. Watsit!" But Mrs. Watsit did not come. "Meg," Charles Wallace said, "Meg, just listen to me." "Okay, I'm listening." "We've been all wrong, I told you. We haven't understood. We've been fighting our friend and father's friend. If father tells me he's our friend, maybe I'll believe it. Maybe. Unless he's got father under a spell or whatever it is like you." "This isn't a fairy tale. Spells indeed," Charles Wallace said. "Meg, you've got to stop fighting and relax. Relax and be happy." "Oh, Meg, if you just relax, you'd realize that all our troubles are over. You don't understand what a wonderful place we've come to. You see, on this planet, everything is in perfect order because everybody has learned to relax, to give in, to submit. All you have to do is look quietly and steadily into the eyes of our good friend here, for he is our friend, dear sister, and he will take you in as he has taken me." "Taken you in is right," Meg said. "You know you're not you. You know you've never in your life called me dear sister." "Shut up a minute, Meg," Calvin whispered to her. He looked up at the man with red eyes. "Okay, have your henchmen let us go and stop talking to us through Charles. We know it's you talking, or whatever's talking through you. Anyhow, we know you have Charles hypnotized." "A most primitive way of putting it," the man with red eyes murmured. He gestured slightly with one finger, and Meg and Calvin were released. "Thanks," Calvin said wryly. "Now, if you are our friend, will you tell us who or what you are?"
"It is not necessary for you to know who I am. I am the Prime Coordinator. That is all you need to know."
"But you're being spoken through, aren't you? Just like Charles Wallace. Are you hypnotized too?"
"I told you that was too primitive a word, without the correct connotations."
"Is it you who is going to take us to Mr. Murray?"
"No, it is not necessary, nor is it possible for me to leave here. Charles Wallace will conduct you."
"Charles Wallace?"
"Yes."
"When?"
"Now."
The man with red eyes made the frightening grimace that passed for his smile.
"Yes, I think it might as well be now."
Charles Wallace gave a slight jerk of his head, saying, "Come," and started to walk in a strange, gliding, mechanical manner. Calvin followed him. Meg hesitated, looking from the man with red eyes to Charles and Calvin. She wanted to reach out and grab Calvin's hand, but it seemed that ever since they had begun their journeyings, she had been looking for a hand to hold, so she stuffed her fists into her pockets and walked along behind the two boys.
"I've got to be brave," she said to herself. "I will be."
They moved down a long, white, and seemingly endless corridor. Charles Wallace continued the jerky rhythm of his walk and did not once look back to see if they were with him. Suddenly, Meg broke into a run and caught up with Calvin. "Cal," she said, "listen, quick. Remember Mrs. Watsit said your gift was communication, and that was what she was giving you. We've been trying to fight Charles physically, and that isn't any good. Can't you try to communicate with him? Can't you try to get into him?"
"Golly day, you're right."
Calvin's face lit up with hope, and his eyes, which had been somber, regained their usual sparkle. "I've been in such a swivet. It may not do any good, but at least I can try." They quickened their pace until they were level with Charles Wallace. Calvin reached out for his arm, but Charles flung it off.
"Leave me alone," he snarled.
"I'm not going to hurt you, old sport," Calvin said. "I'm just trying to be friendly.
Let's make it up, huh?"
"You mean you're coming around?" Charles Wallace asked.
"Sure,"
Calvin's voice was coaxing. "We're reasonable people, after all.
Just look at me for a minute, Charlibus."
Charles Wallace stopped and turned slowly to look at Calvin with his cold, vacant eyes. Calvin looked back, and Meg could feel the intensity of his concentration.